A message from the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So what is the Clark County School District going to do? Are they going to rescind the termination notice on Superintendent Jesus Jara? They did this a week or so ago, and now they're talking as if, well, maybe we're going to rethink that. What the hell is going on to those? Those people are just out of control. You got seven members of the Board of Trustees. You've got a rogue superintendent. Stay with us. This is going to be interesting. Scott Hammond's going to join us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. And I'm going to ask him, what in God's name is going on in the CCSD? This is getting ugly, folks. Stay with us. More to come as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. About you, but I love the holidays, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or New Year's Eve. It's a great time to get together with friends and family. That's why I'm glad I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing a few months ago. He confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. And the hearing aids themselves are so small, so tiny, that even close friends don't know I'm wearing them. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. One more time slowly. That's 702-369-1321. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Conservative Supreme Court justices expressed skepticism Tuesday about a Texas death row inmate's demand that a chaplain be allowed to pray out loud and touch him during his execution. Justice Brett Kavanaugh says he worries that the high court ruling in the inmate's favor could force other states to follow a single state's accommodations for death row prisoners.
Yeah, if we rule in your favor here, this is going to be a heavy part of our docket for years to come, would be my sense given the history of death penalty litigation, which we'll deal with as it comes.
Executions in Texas, the nation's busiest death penalty state, have been delayed while the court considers the question. The outcome won't take anyone off death row, but could make clear what religious accommodations officials must make for inmates who are being put to death. A migrant caravan organizer says the group is now headed to the U.S. border, as we hear from correspondent Mike Gracia.
The leader of a caravan of Central American migrants walking across southern Mexico said Monday the group is changing plans and will now head toward the U.S. border. The apparent change comes after immigration activist Irineo Mujica said the caravan has been pursued and harassed by Mexican government officials. Last Thursday, a group of migrants pelted officers of Mexico's National Guard with rocks, injuring 5 guard officers. On Monday, a group of mainly Central American migrants got a cold reception in the state of Oaxaca. They were initially denied entry into the town of Chahuites, as officials cited the fear of spreading COVID-19. I'm Mike Gracia.
Pfizer's asking U.S. regulators to allow boosters of its COVID-19 vaccine for anyone 18 or older. Older Americans and other groups particularly vulnerable to the virus have had access to a third dose of the Pfizer and BioNTech vaccines since September.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
President Biden has declared war on the small business owners of America. He's pushed for a massive tax increase, and his $2 trillion infrastructure plan is a $2 trillion tax hike on American employers. Job Creators Network works hard to fight these attacks, and they're looking for a few good men and women to join their Small Business Advocacy and Advisor Program. They will prepare you to be a leader for small businesses in your community, your state, and the country you love. If you want to join the fight, go to joinjcn.com now. That's joinjcn. They need you. America needs you.
Distressing.
Alex and Orlando de Castroverde grew up in a hardworking Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built de Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by De Castroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Now, just after firing Clark County School Superintendent Jesus Jara, the school board might be rethinking its decision. Trustees are expected to vote again on Jara's contract after a board member now says she regrets her vote to end that contract. Trustee Irene Cepeda, the board's vice president, now says she voted to fire Jara due to a quote-unquote toxic environment of the board. She tells the Las Vegas Review-Journal that more troubling information has come to light about the process of Jara's termination, his tenure, and work environment. Cepeda and fellow trustees Lola Brooks and Evelyn Garcia-Morales have requested that two new agenda items be added to the board's next meeting on November 18th, rescinding Jara's firing and investigating potential harassment of Jara and his staff. The Raiders have now cut ties with another first-round draft pick as the team has released Damon Arnett due to a number of off-field incidents. The 2020 first-round draft pick from Ohio State has been hit with a number of lawsuits, including one involving a hit-and-run accident near the team's Henderson headquarters. And the final straw? Threatening to kill someone.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Got a crash Interstate 15 southbound. That's after Sahara. The right lane is blocked in that incident. Backups on the 15 there, southbound at Oakey. U.S. 95 south at Southern Rancho, you'll tap the brakes. And only two lanes available between Main and Eastern on the 515 in both directions.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. We are now just 1 hour away from Wayne Allen Root. Oh, I'm so excited. Ooh, this is going to be so much fun today. So much to talk about, and Wayne will be along 1 hour from now. Joining us now, I'm always happy to have him on, but especially this week because there's so much going on, and so much of it involves something that he and I share in common, and that is a love of education of our kids. He is Scott Hammond. He is the state senator from District 18, and he joins us. First of all, Scott, always good to have you with us, man.
Oh, great to be here again. Thanks a lot for having me on the show, Kevin. And, you know, it's another week. But, you know, this is like your third week, I think, of doing this.
Second week.
Yeah. Getting used to it?
Yeah.
Getting used to it a little done early?
Yeah, you don't think 3 hours is going to be that big a deal, but it's like the way you sleep, the way you eat, the way you exercise. It all has something to do with it. So, the biggest problem was the daylight savings over the weekend.
Oh, I know. Isn't that true? I mean, when I taught, my wife teaches now, she could tell the difference. I mean, there's a huge difference in that 1 hour, and it's not good. I don't think it's good for our bodies. I'd like to go do away with the whole thing and just keep it on the same schedule. I don't know why we're not more like Arizona to say, let's just go to one time and this is it. Married to it for life.
There you go. Hey, I got to ask you. I've been dying to know since this came up early in the week and really over the weekend that there was going to be another two agenda items on the Clark County Board of Trustees dealing with the dismissal of Jesus Jara. The big question is he out or is he in? What do you think?
That is the big question. You know, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, right? I think, for one, the board is there's some problems with the board. And that's the main question I tried to answer when you asked me about whether or not the board president should be removed. And you notice that they never even touched that. The board's got some problems. They just don't look through these issues and then figure out what's the best choice. I think in the end, he ends up staying. He ends up staying. Of course, his contract is up in January. If I were him, I'd seriously think about, do I want to stay in a place where they actually just fired me, or do I start making preparations to leave? I don't know if he wants to be in this environment. And the question is, after that, who does want to be in this environment? Who wants to be here? Who wants to, you know, get hired and then try and right the ship? I got to worry about that.
And I'll tell you what, from the kid's standpoint, I always look at this from the kid's standpoint. Do I want an administrator that's going to be coming back to work, collecting full salary, and sending out resumes like crazy? I mean, exactly. you know he's going to do that. He's going to be looking for the next big thing as soon as he can get it. Is that good for our kids?
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I don't think it's even the next big thing. I think it's anything he can get his hands on that gets him out of here. No, it's not good for the kids. I think at this point you need to move on. So I'm hoping that the board will actually give some thought to this and do the right thing.
Do we know what the deal is? I mean, do we know what all these new things that are coming up and the just coming to light, do we know what they are? Is there some smoking gun somewhere out there with the fingerprints of Jesus Jara on it?
If we do, I don't know them. I don't know what they are. I just know he's in a toxic environment. It's not easy. I mean, look, the first agenda item that he had on his plate when he first moved here is he wanted to visit all the schools and make sure he knew what he was dealing with. Well, because of the size of the school district, just visiting the schools is a Herculean effort. I mean, it takes a year and some, maybe 14, 15 months, just if you wanted to visit three schools a day. It takes a long time to visit all those schools. It's just too big, and that is the problem. And we're going to continue to have problems trying to recruit talent here when the school district is way too large, and parents don't seem to have control over what goes on in the school district, and evidenced by the runaway board that we have. I mean, that is not a board that represents the parents very well.
I'm not sure if it would ever be a demotion for you, or maybe a lateral move. Would you ever want to run for school board? Would you ever?
No. We need people like you, though. And I, you know what? And I'm more willing to put the power in the hands of parents. You know, that's why I fought so hard and continue to fight so hard for school choice. I want parents to have more control over the school district. Look, I would love to get, you know, this is a whole issue that started in Virginia. And it started because Terry McAuliffe, during a moment in which he was having a debate, said to everybody, parents should not be involved in the curriculum. He couldn't be more wrong. But the problem for Terry McAuliffe and other Democrats that surround him is that he doubled down on that. He really believed that that is true, and I completely disagree. Parents need to be involved. And when parents are involved, you're going to have fewer problems at school, and you're going to have more support for schools when parents are involved. The teachers' union and many others in that ilk, they've been pushing parents away for years. You know, I don't want anything to do with a school board that doesn't include parents in the equation. I want more parental involvement. I want them to know what's going on in their schools. I want them to embrace the schools, love the schools. When I grew up in small town Alaska, everything, revolved around the school. If there was an event, the whole community was there. And it was a great symbiotic relationship. We kind of thrived off of each other. You need that. We don't have that here. So, no, I wouldn't run for anything like that. I want more parental involvement. Until we get that, that's what I'm going to be fighting for. I'm going to focus all my time on that. Parents need to have more say. Matter of fact, I would love to find out where more and more politicians are here in the state. Tell me where they're at. I mean, they got Terry McAuliffe to admit that that parents don't, we don't want parental involvement when it comes to curriculum. He admitted it. I'd like to find out, you know, where's Sisolak on that? Where's Catherine Cortez Masto on that? You know, where are all these people? You know, every time that there's a big issue, they always seem to, you know, say, hey, ask all the Republicans where they stand on this issue. You know, well, guess what? It's about time that we ask the same question, said, where are these folks at when it comes to parental involvement, when it comes to parents being involved with curriculum, when it comes to parents being involved with their kids? Where do people stand on that? And I'd like to know where Sisolak stands on that. Is he for school choice? Is he for allowing parents to make decisions? It's interesting you would ask me that question. Now you got me going there, Kenny.
I got you all riled up. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to touch a nerve. But no, because you care very deeply about our kids and their education. My question to you is, from what you know of the Clark County School District or statewide, what is our policy in the state of Nevada about parental involvement? Do we want them, or do we want them to just go sit down and shut up?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what it is. I mean, when I started a charter school, we asked for a charter. One of the things we said was in our charter, we wanted to make sure that parents had to be at the school, give some of their time. They basically had to volunteer for a certain amount of time or do something that showed that they were involved. Then we found out that a lot of them allow us to force them to do that, right? So it was a voluntary thing. We said, hey, you know, we really think that you ought to do this. We volunteer so many hours a year to making sure you're around the school so you know what's going on in the school. And the parents who actually showed up, helped kids with sight words, or you know, showed up at some sort of field trip or whatever. Those are the parents who knew what was going on at the school, and then were able to say, "Hey, this has been going on. I really think the direction ought to be here or here." They were involved, and that's what I wanted out of a charter school. I wanted more parental involvement, which is why I was on the board of that particular charter school. I was on the board because I felt like parents could have a say. And I like that. I can't tell you right now how I would feel about being on a board where, you know, parents don't care unless it's a hot button issue. Then they come and they scream, and that's it. You can't do that. You know, as a teacher, one of the things I loved doing was talking to parents of kids who were doing well and kids who were struggling and kids who weren't doing well at all. I wanted to make sure that I was talking to parents well before there was a problem, so that if there ever was a problem, they weren't all of a sudden getting a phone call from Mr. Hammond. They already knew. They already had a relationship with me. They already knew that I cared about their student, I cared about their family, and I was there to help out. That's what we need from our school board as well. They need to be around letting people know that they care about their kids all the time, not just when the hot button issues come up.
More with Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. We're going to be talking about, his new celebrity status. He made the RJ. They did an article on him. No, they did. It was really cool. We'll tell you about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. You never saw it coming. In the blink of an eye, a car wreck has left you seriously injured. You made it to the hospital and you received medical care, but your problems have only just begun.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. After the wreck, how are you going to get the money you need to get your car fixed, for medical bills, for lost wages? How are you going to provide for your family now? Get the legal help you want when you need it most, right now.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah. Many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information, anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Less than 40 minutes away from Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered. That's all coming up right here on AM 670 KMZQ. Good to have my friend Scott Hammond on, the state senator, Nevada District 18. You know, we were talking about this whole thing that happened in Virginia and how it inflamed so many people. People were really PO'd. I mean, they were mad as hell and they weren't going to take it anymore. And they voted out Terry McAuliffe and they voted in Glenn Youngkin. Let me just ask you, the political ramifications of this whole thing where moms and dads and parents were getting involved with their kids' education and getting involved with the politics, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I think it's a good thing, right? James Madison told us that exactly what he wanted out of a democracy. He wanted people to get engaged, get involved in the process, and then when they felt like that issue was done, kind of withdraw themselves a little bit, still vote, but, you know, not necessarily day-to-day, but, you know, get into life. But they, you know, whenever something happens, they need to get involved. And that's what he always thought. He talked about it in his Federalist Papers when he talked about pluralism. They talked about, you know, different factions getting involved at different times. Well, Terry McAuliffe, he generated this. He's the one who got this. He doubled down often after he made that statement. He never ran away from that statement. As a matter of fact, at the very end of the night before the election, he had Weingarten show up, right? He flew in. And doubled down on that very same topic. They kept saying, yes, we don't want parents involved in building up the curriculum for schools. Leave that up to the experts, they kept saying. But that is not what, I mean, obviously the parents were not happy with that. And it has generated a lot of interest. And again, I'm looking at this from my perspective as going, okay, you got these guys saying this is we don't want parental involvement. And you got a whole bunch of independent-minded, nonpartisan folks going, no, we don't necessarily like that. We think that maybe government is encroaching way too much. I mean, that was like that straw that broke the camel's back. We don't want government too involved, and that it just crossed the line. But they're looking for people who are independent-minded, looking for solutions to problems, local problems. Here in Nevada, you can see the growing number of nonpartisans that are going around going, okay, give me a candidate that is solutions-oriented, and somebody who will get the job done and doesn't necessarily need all the limelight. That's what I think. That's personally what I think. I think that the people out there are getting tired of politicians thinking that they have to be in front of the camera all the time, which, by the way, is, you know, going back to your statement before we left the commercial break about an article out there. It was nice that he called and he asked me a lot of questions about what I'm doing. It made me uncomfortable thinking that my name would be out there and people are going, okay, who's this guy? Because I don't do it for that. I do it because, you know, people ask me to represent them for a time being, and then one day I won't be there. It'll be somebody else's seat. And I hope that they take care of that seat as well as I have.
Well, I think it's nice to be recognized by members of the media, and I thought the article was spot on, really good, and I thought it painted you in a very, very positive light, and I was real happy about that.
I did too. My wife thought it was really well done because he seemed to have captured what I'm trying to do. It always makes me feel uncomfortable when people start going, hey, what about that guy? Because I don't like, I like to work. I like to find a solution. I like to work with people. I love people. And there's a lot of great ideas out there. I just don't like it when they start saying, okay, let's make it about him and not about the problems and the solutions. But it was really well done, and I was flattered that he asked me to interview with him. So I don't want to make him feel bad because he did a good job, and my wife loved the article. But it really is. It's about, you know, solving problems for people. You know, when I got a kick out of that program that I started, that TOTS program, where we're putting money into the hands of parents who have kids with learning disabilities, and we're allowing them to make decisions on how to spend that money, whether it's, you know, do they need X, Y, or Z to help that child's education. And apparently one lady, she got the grant, and she turned around and for the first time, I think, bought a seeing eye dog for her daughter. And it was the first time she was able to have that. And what a huge tool that is for that particular individual. I can't imagine the independence that will come because of that. That made me feel really good.
I mean, that's great.
I was like walking on clouds because that's exactly what we want. We want parents to make decisions on what's best for their kids.
You mentioned the Teletown Halls, and you've got a special holiday Teletown Hall coming up with a very special guest that even I don't know who it's going to be, and he's going to unveil it